Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. If you are looking to align your life and business biblically, grow your business in wisdom, and walk boldly in faith, you, my friend, have come to the right place because we have the same goal and we can walk this journey together. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, The Responsive Classroom, and Kleiber Investments. And my goal is to walk boldly forward in faith towards a Holy Spirit-led vision and biblical wisdom. And I'd love for you to come along with me. We need faith leading business more than ever. Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. I have exciting news for you. Our Equipped monthly membership is opening today, and for only $5 a month, yes, you heard correctly, $5 a month, you will get a weekly devotional, a weekly challenge focused on faith and business, a monthly pre-recorded business strategy session, additional business building modules, and a discount off of all of our other products and resources. So if you are ready to be equipped as a faith-filled entrepreneur, you can head over to thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com or head to the show notes and join today. Hey friends, if you have been in the world at all in the last 5 years, you are probably keenly aware of the fact that the word truth has become, to say the least, a very muddied term, as words have seemed to have a way of changing their meaning over the last few years, in some ways pretty drastically. This one perhaps is the most scary to me. I tend to look at truth as the pillar that holds everything else up. When you are in a court of law, you have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There is an assumption that we hope we can make when we're talking to someone that what they're saying is true, right? That we can believe them. We teach our children to tell the truth, and we expect that of them. Our marriages and other important relationships are built on love and trust, and telling each other the truth is a huge foundation for that. And then there are lies, right? When someone lies, it damages trust, which damages our relationship with them. If a business owner or employee lies to you, you're probably not going to do business with them anymore. If your kids lie to you, you don't trust them anymore. If you lie on the witness stand about one little part of your story, your entire testimony is probably going to be thrown out and you're not considered credible. So lying is a big deal. But let's be honest, we've dealt with this kind of truth and lies system our whole lives and for generations before us. The fact that people lie actually isn't scary to me. What's scary to me is that we are losing the truth. When the truth of something as basic as you are male or female is questioned, it tends to shake everything else up. And this is absolutely where our world is right now. The phrase, "that is my truth," is a very dangerous one because truth, friends, is not subjective. It is not based on feelings. It is based on the Bible. So let's look at this for a second. God is the creator of the universe, the creator of us, and the creator of truth. And we see this truth played out through Jesus. In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Jesus delivers the message of truth all throughout the Gospels. He lays out very plainly what truth is, and even after he ascends into heaven, God gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth, right? We see this in John 16:13. Jesus says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth." So I thought this was interesting. According to menoftruth.com, it's documented that Jesus uses the phrase, "I tell you the truth," nearly 70 times in the Bible. Now, obviously, some situations are repeated throughout the Gospels, but y'all, that should show us the importance of truth and how clearly it is stated in the Word. Now, most of us, I would dare say, have had the privilege, and yes, I'm using the word privilege here, to have grown up in the United States during a period of time where biblical values were actually the prevailing culture in the country until recently. So let me give you a few examples. 20, 30 years ago, it was considered not a great idea to get drunk, whether you were a believer or not. People still did it. But it wasn't necessarily encouraged or accepted as a everyone is doing it, so it makes it okay kind of thing. And in general, it was kind of frowned upon. right? Same with premarital sex. People did it, but it wasn't considered the normal thing to do on a second date. And living together wasn't the accepted and encouraged step before marriage. Women weren't necessarily encouraged to show their strength and beauty through their sexuality. And the women that did it were, again, I mean, you know, those actions were kind of frowned upon. So now it seems to be the norm, right? In business owners will lie and call it marketing, offer false promises. People are spending money to keep up with the Joneses and not tithing because they don't belong to a church and justifying it by saying, my faith doesn't need a church. And they are shifting truth. Look, I'm not here to judge. My list of sins is a mile long. Some of the ones that I just listed, right? And thank God for grace and mercy and forgiveness because I do not deserve it. But I'm not talking about sin in this episode. My fear is the confusion that is being born because we're not calling sins sin anymore. Instead, our society is taking a truth and saying, well, that's not really my truth anymore, and then making it okay. But there's a bottom line problem here. And the bottom line problem is that sin leads to death, whether we call it a sin or not. We are living in a world right now that is devoid of divine peace and joy and love because they don't accept it. And they don't accept it because they're not living in truth. So what's the consequence of that? Well, in turn, drug use and addiction and suicide and divorce and mental illness are all skyrocketing. And Christians who are not biblically rooted or connected to the Holy Spirit, who is the one who guides us in all truth, are confused. Now, this is not a new thing either, okay? Satan has used confusion since biblical times to try to throw off God's plan. And honestly, if we're looking at the Bible, God has actually used confusion to destroy the enemy on several occasions as well. So what we find here is that confusion is a very destructive state of being, and we have to intentionally fight against it. Because if we are sitting in a state of confusion, we are probably not moving forward in our purpose, which is exactly where the enemy wants us. The more Christians he can confuse, the less we are standing together in truth and bringing revival to the places that it's needed most. Now, here's the thing. We cannot argue truth with a world who doesn't believe in the Bible, who doesn't know the truth that's in the Bible. So we have to get really clear on what we believe ourselves, make sure that it's aligned biblically. And then when we start living in that truth, what we're going to find is that we are living in love. We are being generous. We are forgiving others. We are talking about the grace that God has given us. We are living under God's provision and blessing, and others are noticing that about us. And so as we continue to live in truth and we continue to band together as believers in truth, even though the truth may hurt at times, only then are we going to become equipped enough to be able to share the truth with other people. We cannot get on social media and just start yelling the truth at people who are not reading the word, people who do not have the Holy Spirit because they don't understand it, right? So we have to show them the truth in love first. And then when they're ready, when God has opened their heart up, then we sit down with them and we explain it to them. And we see this through Paul in Acts too. So I kind of digress there, but I want to give you a few biblical examples. Okay, I really love Acts. If you haven't read Acts all the way through, you should read it because I think you're going to be really encouraged in how the growing of the early church mirrors a lot of the issues that we're having today and how God was always there all the way through that journey. But okay, in Acts, Paul was preaching through Asia and the church was growing as people were believing and being baptized. So because that was happening, just that, right? God was moving. And when God moves, Satan also moves, right? Because he's trying to stop that. So Paul is arrested several times on false charges and he's released several times because the charges were false. Finally, in Ephesus, Demetrius, who was a guy who made his money as a craftsman, and so a lot of his money came from making the false idols for the city and then the man-made gods for people, he gets worried that he's going to lose money because they're not going to be buying those gods. So he stirs up a crowd by basically instilling fear in them that Paul was going to destroy the prestige of the magnificent goddess Artemis. So basically change, right? People don't like change. So Demetrius is going to go start stirring this up with people. But people became so angry. And honestly, they became angry for no reason, because Paul had not touched their idol. He had not done anything to Artemis. All he was doing was reading the scriptures, but we know scriptures are powerful. So this group that has become angry, they all rush to this amphitheater shouting, "Great is Artemis of Ephesus, great is Artemis of Ephesus," over and over and over again. And Acts 19:32, I think this is so interesting, says, "Inside, the people were all shouting, some one thing and some another. In fact, most of them didn't even know why they were there." Can we just pause on that for a second? Does that sound like Facebook? I mean, for real, right? A little later in Acts, Paul is in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit had already told him that he was going to be arrested, but he continued to preach at the temple. So brave. So Paul was grabbed. He gets grabbed by a mob and they take him outside the city and they shut the gates so no one could get to him, and they start beating him. But the commander of the Roman regiment hears what's happening and he runs down to save and also arrest Paul. So he gets down there, and when he's asking the crowd what Paul has done, they don't even know. Okay. Chapter 21, verse 34 says, "Some shouted one thing and some another. Since he couldn't find out the truth in all the uproar and confusion," basically he orders that Paul be taken inside, and Paul ends up turning around and addressing the whole crowd. Don't you relate to this in a way? Everyone seems to be mad. Everyone's yelling. Everyone's passionate. Everyone thinks they are right. And you may be one of those people, but I cannot stress enough that if you are passionate about anything other than what is found in the Bible, please make sure that you are connected to the Holy Spirit and that you are asking for wisdom, and then you are listening as He guides you in truth. So, as many of you know, I own a business called The Responsive Classroom, and this is an educational consulting company that focuses on instruction and planning and a whole child approach for students. Particularly those students who are living in generational poverty, who are English learners, and are students of color. And as you may well guess, there is a lot of nuance and opinions circled around these groups of kids. And I've had to be very intentional as I sought wisdom and truth in the Holy Spirit around topics like immigration and inclusion and equity and critical race theory and just so much more. There's so much going on in the education realm right now. But friends, I know my calling and I know the lane that God has called me to be in. There was a time when all of those things going on caused me to kind of take a step back and say, I don't know what direction to go here. None of this feels right. And I don't know what my next step is, but I'm being told if I don't believe this, then I'm hateful or I'm intolerant. And it was a really hard time for me. And I had a great mentoring coach that I was talking to at one point, and he said, "Jen, you need to stay in your lane. God has called you to a lane. Stay in that lane." And I know the lane that God has called me to be in. So I could not be swayed by the unbiblical thinking, even if the yelling is loud, right? Even if we're made to think that we're being hateful or unloving if we believe a certain way. Because here's what I know in my situation. God is sovereign and bigger than any social issue. And by His grace, He uses people like me and thousands of other educators to bring light and learning and opportunity to students who may not see it otherwise. But it is still in His way, which will always mirror biblical values. I hope that makes sense without going into too much of it. I'd love to talk with you more about it if you have questions about that. But my point is this: you will also be faced with times of potential confusion in your business or ministry or life because you are walking in purpose. And Satan is going to try to bring confusion to that any way he can. And oftentimes, it might even look like the right thing, right? If you are loving, you'll believe this, or you'll support this. Your business will support this. If you want to be good at marketing, you'll try this strategy, even if it doesn't have integrity. If you want to give your kids the best opportunity, you'll buy them this, even if it means you don't tithe this month. And then, friends, confusion is going to set in because we are not aligned. So let's talk about how we combat confusion, because it's a very intentional action on our part. First of all, we have to recognize it. God is not a God of confusion unless you are the enemy, which you are not. So if confusion is settling into your spirit, you need to recognize it. You need to take a step back. Okay. Number two, get in the Word. The Bible is enough, period. But I also want to encourage you to use commentaries and biblically sound Bible studies to help you dive in. As a warning, in Acts 17, as Paul preaches to the people in Berea, verse 11 says, they searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. As a result, many Jews believed, as did many of the prominent Greek women and men. Make sure you're not just taking teachings at face value without digging into the Word yourself. Even this, right? Dive into these Bible verses that I'm giving you. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, to guide you in your study. Number three, that leads us to number three, connect to the Holy Spirit. If you have put your faith in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit without fail. He is guiding, correcting, teaching, and encouraging you along the way. But friends, you still have to be open to his teaching, and we still have to be living a life of obedience and expectation to be able to hear that guidance. He's not hiding from you, right? But you have to be open to it. You have to be available to it. I'm going to put some books that I have used, some resources that I have used. I'm going to list some of those in the show notes. If you're looking for some ways to dive in a little deeper, these are going to be resources that I recommend. Number four, this is not going to surprise you, but we've got to pray. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. Psalm 37:23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. We have to spend time with God, and then we have to give him space to sort out our confusion. Y'all, logistically for me, that may look like taking a really long walk, clearing out my brain, saying, I'm available to you, sort out my thoughts. Sometimes it looks like just taking a pen and a paper outside and just starting a prayer to God and then putting my pen down and listening. Sometimes it means carving out an hour to be by myself, to tell my family I'm taking some time for myself, and getting in a room, leaving my phone in the other room, and just leaving space for God to sort out my thoughts, because he will. Sisters, listen. And brothers, if there's some brothers listening, if you are confused, please don't stay still. Actively connect with the giver of direction and peace, because confusion will only keep you from moving fully into your purpose and having the kingdom impact that God has called you, sister, to have. And we do not have time for that. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are in a battle right now, and you are so aware of every battle that every person is having. We know that you have won the victory. But we know that we need you to fight day in and day out. And so right now I pray for anybody who's listening, who is feeling confusion on beliefs, feeling confusion on next steps, feeling confusion on relationships. Lord, I pray that you would give them clarity. I pray that you would give them wisdom. I pray that they would feel the Holy Spirit's guidance right now. I pray that the enemy would not be able to stop or thwart any purpose that you have for us, and that we would step boldly and confidently into that journey to build lasting fruit and to have an impact on the kingdom. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for using us. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness. Lord, let's represent you in every conversation we have and everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, and just as a reminder before we close, our Equipped monthly membership is opening today. If you want to get a devotional every Monday morning, along with a weekly challenge to really help you put into practice what God is doing in your life and in your business, sign up today. You're also going to get a monthly pre-recorded business strategy session. There's a lot of additional business marketing modules in there, and you get a discount off of everything else. This is going to be the last time it's offered at $5 a month, and doors are only going to be open for a few days. So if you are ready to be equipped as a faith-filled entrepreneur, head on over to thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. Remember to put the V in there, thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com, or head to the show notes and join us today. And we'll see you there. Bye for now, friend.